O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. I'm my parents' first child, and the first grandchild on my father's side. And I'm told that on the day that I was born, my father and all four grandparents gathered outside the hospital nursery and tried to determine which of the little babies in the various cribs was the newest arrival to the family. My father told me just recently that after he had come out to see my grandparents and he said, "Oh, he's beautiful, he's perfect, I'm going to know exactly which one he is." And the curtains were drawn in the nursery and my father said, "I had no idea which baby you were. I simply could not recognize my own child." And his mother looked around and said, "That's your kid." Now, as my father and grandfathers were discussing what I would be named, and I think my grandmothers were discussing which medical school I would one day attend, my father's father, recognizing the dawning of a new generation, said to my dad, "This baby's going to change your life. This baby's going to change your life. This baby is going to change your life." Because these words apply to us as well. To you and to me. To the Blessed Virgin Mary and to Saint Joseph. To the shepherds, to the magi, to the poor of the world and the rulers of peoples and nations. And even to all of the animals of creation. This baby is going to change your life. Born in a stable, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, we recognize this child. The babe, the son of Mary, whose coming was foretold by all the prophets, whose presence in the womb of Mary was heralded by John the Baptist, and whose birth was announced by the angels and the heavenly hosts. This baby is Christ the King. This baby is God with us. He is the God who has come among us. This baby who cries in the darkness of the night has come to join our voices to his in the ceaseless song of praise that is sung in heaven. This baby, the word of the Father now in flesh appearing, has come to us to reveal to us the eternal love of the eternal Father. He has come to us to reveal to us how very precious each of us is to him. For when he appeared, our soul felt its worth. And this baby reminded us what was from the beginning. We were created in the image and likeness of God. We were created in love, to be loved, and to share in God's love. When he grows in wisdom, age, and grace, this Jesus will teach us, he will heal us, and he will show us what it means to truly live and to truly love. But tonight, this baby born for us simply offers his love to us, and we offer our love to him. This baby is going to change our lives. Oh, come, let us adore him.